Ditch the clocks and deadlines. Time is ours to define. In this world that's all mine, we let our spirits shine. Binging with benefits. Sisters watching flicks.
Okay. Hi.
It's the perfect fit. Binging with benefits.
Hi.
Hi.
Just how annoying can I say hi?
Hi.
I'm like, where do I say bye?
I know.
No. Hi.
Hi, Kimmy.
Hello.
Jeez. So dumb. Anyway, hi.
Starts out so dumb every time. We're just like saying hi in stupid ways.
Like hey, I don't know what to say.
I don't know what to say. This is our 30th episode, but.
Is it really?
Wait, let me see. I know we're on.
I know. I'm like, what number is this?
28.
Ooh, we're almost to 30.
Anyway, almost. Welcome to Binging with Benefits.
Exactly. I'm Jess, and that's Becca, and we don't know what we're doing.
No. Does anybody? No.
If that ain't life, I don't know what is. Like,
no, literally.
No one knows what they're doing. We're all just making things up and being imposters throughout life. Imposter syndrome be real, yo. So we're coming at you on the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. We had a lovely holiday.
Yeah, actually, it was really nice. We went out to dinner, which was ideal.
I know. I think we talked about this on a previous episode. We're like, we don't want to cook. The things we should be grateful for, but we're not, is cooking Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
And we didn't have to. It was great.
I know. It was so wonderful. And it was so, so nice. And yeah, we had a view of the ocean, and the sunset was absolutely unreal.
Oh my gosh. The sunset was insane. And I didn't think we would see it because it was supposed to be overcast where we were at. It was stunning. She was stunning.
No, seriously. I like literally was looking at the sunset and I just kept thinking, like, is this... this? There's no way that this is real. Like, I was like, wait. Yeah. I was like, oh, wait, oh, wait, oh, wait. You know? Like, is that real?
Wait, how'd that go? How'd that go?
No, seriously. It was insane. It was gorgeous. Gorgina.
It was just nice to, like, spend time with some family and, you know, some people we don't get to see super often and getting to share some hee-hees and ha-has and some delicious food.
Yeah. No, it was actually, I was thinking about it and I was like, I think this Thanksgiving has been one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Because it was just zero stress.
Literally.
Absolutely zero. And it was nice. And it was just so, so nice just to be
Why don't we do this? Like, we need to do that on our own.
Yeah. Like, I can completely and utterly just sit here and enjoy the company of the people and not, oh, that's still in the oven. Oh, I need to clean that dish. None of that. None of it. I loved it. It was amazing.
So great. We didn't have to worry about dishes. We don't have to worry about packing away leftovers. To me, I'm like, we gotta make that a thing somehow. Why are we doing this to ourselves, guys?
I know. Seriously. I was telling somebody
right, exactly. I was telling somebody recently because I was talking about, like, you know, favorite holidays and stuff. I said my favorite holiday is Thanksgiving because, like, growing up it used to be Christmas. But then as you get older, Christmas gets more and more stressful. Like, you know, as you go in and out of relationships and, like, are we going to spend family time with, you know, your family, my family, whose family year is it? The gifts, the expensive, it's just like, it's spending tons and tons of money. There's so much expectation around trying to make it really magical. Whereas Thanksgiving, it's my favorite part of those holidays. It's just eating delicious food with people I really like and getting to be silly and laugh and spend time with family and friends. And that's really all you need. And you can play Christmas music if you really wanted to.
And you know we do. We definitely do.
Damn straight. And damn it if we don't. We are very much into the Christmas music at Thanksgiving. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. Hopefully everyone else had a great holiday as well. Yes. And it was equally as stress-free.
And everyone stayed safe from the frying the turkey. I saw an Instagram video. And I was like, what is this man doing? He was very slowly dropping the turkey into the fryer thing.
Yeah.
But what he was wearing, I was like, sir, this is why women live longer. This is why. But he was wearing a short sleeve shirt, like knee length shorts and flip flops.
Yeah. Yeah. As you should. Putting a frozen or dripping wet turkey into hot, hot boiling lava oil. 100%. Cover as little skin as possible.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, smart. Best idea ever.
So smart. That reminds me of those videos. Like, I'm sure you've seen them. The compilation videos of just like, this is why women live longer.
Yes.
And it's just compilation videos of men doing stupid things. Like balancing ladders on top of ladders and like scaling buildings. And like, they're, I just don't. Why? Just why? No, literally. Men, this is the question I have for you is why? Why men?
No, literally.
Becca's like, don't know.
I'm still waiting for an answer. Nobody can give you a good answer.
It's terrible.
No, actually, I just saw something recently where it was like this guy was on the street, whatever. He was interviewing random people. He was going up to women and he says, would you live on a planet with only women? Every single girl. Yes, absolutely. 100%. One girl was like, I'm a lesbian, so yeah. Like,
she's like, please.
Why would you ask that?
Anyway, Sign me up.
Yeah. So then he goes to men and he says, hey, men, would you want to live on a planet that's only men? All of them. No, no way.
Of course not.
I don't. Yeah. Moment of silence for that one.
I don't know. You know what's so funny? I don't know if it was one of my friends or you. I can't remember who it was, but I saw someone sent me a post where it was like, so we all agree that the worst possible thing you could do is sleep with a man. Like, because men, if you ask them, if do you want to live on a planet with only men, they're like, no, oh no, who am I gonna sleep with, who am I gonna get, you know, jiggy with or whatever. I don't know, that's such, who says that anymore? Where'd that come from, Jess? Anyways, but then like women are doing the same thing, you know.
Yeah, no, it's so, oh my gosh, it's so funny. And freaking dating, like, the biggest moment of silence for that one, because time of death right now.
Becca tried. She tried again. She tried again. And she.
You guys, I am always looking to be proven wrong. I am constantly looking to. I am searching to be proven wrong.
And so at this point, time, I will give a hefty reward to the man who can prove me wrong.
Please do. But I won't say any names. But I was talking to some guy. He had his phone number in the profile, and I was like,
Red flag number one.
No, so, yeah, red flag number one. But then also, I was like, I am an FBI agent, so
we have connections.
I literally ran a background check. I'm not even kidding. I mean, just like a crime background check.
You know, you do basic. We just did the basics. If it warrants going deeper, then we do.
I only did that because of past experience. There was someone I was talking to for way too long that I was like, meth is on their record. Cool. But yeah, this man, not phone number, you know, I get the information.
He was asking for it.
Literally. Put it on his profile. Anyway, so first of all, the name registered to that phone number, not the name on his profile. Mm-hmm. Second, animal cruelty charges. Absolutely not. Yeah. We're done.
No. I had a theory that he purposely put a different name on his profile because wasn't it something that was in the news?
Yeah, I literally Googled. Yeah.
So I think that he other name. Was like,
yeah.
If you Google my name, it comes up with this thing.
Yeah.
And so he gave you the other most identifying characteristic about him and his phone number.
Literally.
Don't do that. Can we talk about, hold on a second. Let's talk some safety for women. Do not give your phone number unless you are sure. Like, and I mean sure.
Yeah.
Like, for a long time, I give Google phone numbers. And then once I've met them once, is usually when I'll give them the real phone number, because then I'm like, okay, I feel like I'm pretty good at vetting people before I even meet them, but like,
yeah,
don't give your real number out. And men, just know that there's a lot of smart women out there.
Yeah. Just if what you don't tell us, we will find out.
We will find out. women's intuition or FBI skills. We'll find it out.
It's going to happen. So I'm so sorry.
That sounds so threatening.
Sucks to suck.
She's like, it is threatening.
I am threatening to run a background check. Absolutely.
Rebecca.
I'm just kidding. No, that
actually no, you're not. Zero kidding.
We all know I'm not kidding. That actually brings me to my next point. I actually just saw something on Pinterest this week that I was like, ooh, that one hit.
Okay.
And you know this one already, but the healed version of you is meaner. And I was like, girl, yes. Literally.
Yes, she is. First of all, how much meaner can Becca get? We'll find out.
No, it's funny because like in my 20s, I just remember like very, very trust, maybe even naive, we'll say, of people.
Yeah, I mean, because you weren't like super, super trusting, but also yeah. I think that all of us as we're younger, especially yeah. in the, you know, dynamics that we grew up in, like, yeah, you're very trusting of people.
Yeah. So anyway, but yeah, now I'm like looking at my life now and I'm just like, man, I'm kind of mean. But then you pointed out actually that it's not necessarily mean. It's just boundaries.
I think that was mom that actually said that. And I thought that was very wise. Because, yeah, it's not That's necessarily true. Just being mean. It's just having boundaries and having standards for yourself.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh.
And
okay, wait.
The only people who think that's mean are people who benefited from you not having boundaries.
Boom. Mic drop.
Boom!
I have so, there's so many things my brain is going off of.
I love it. Let's go.
Let's go down the rabbit hole.
We ride at dawn.
Yeah. I saw a TikTok of this girl talking about dating and she was like, being single in your 30s feels like sitting at a table with your friends at a restaurant. You all order what you want and all of their food shows up and you're just kind of sitting there like, oh, it's totally fine. You guys go ahead. My dish is coming. Like, I am not concerned in the least. It's coming. And then, you know, they're done with their dinner and they're moving on to dessert. And you're like, where the heck is my salad? I literally just got a basic salad.
Becca's where like, is I just it? Want a salad.
Yeah. I'm like, a warm salad.
A warm salad. Let's clarify.
But no, it's I'm like, that analogy is so good because, yeah, it's so true. Because it's like, yeah, like she's like, I took the same steps as everyone else. I told the waiter what I wanted. You know, I sat and I waited and nothing happened. You know what I mean? Like that's the process of ordering food and it didn't come. You know, I was like, ooh, snaps for that.
That makes me feel things. Because then my brain goes, am I one of those people that sat at the table, ordered a meal and said, you know what? No, not for me. And I sent it back and I'm waiting for my second meal to arrive.
You know what? There's nothing wrong with that because it was cold and stale. So.
Oh, shit.
Did I just say that?
Damn.
Listen. That is not a list you want to be on. Okay.
No. This shit list is.
Don't you know, get me mad.
Look, if you're listening and you know you're on her shit list, you know you're on her shit list.
You watch out.
I can think of a few people that may listen out of curiosity still. Yeah. But
hey, babe, how's it going? What's up?
What's up? Oh, anyway. God. Anyways.
So, I'm going to step off the meme soapbox real quick.
It's so fun, though. I get a kick out of it.
Is it mean if it's true?
That's, you know what? And that is the question of the century. Is it mean if it's true?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know, babes. I heard an insult yesterday that I was like, I am stealing this. When speaking about men, because it's so good. And the whole, like, is it mean if it's true? That's what triggered this, because that was a question that came up after this. But the person I was with described somebody they went to high school with as a man who likely is still single, but blames women for it. And I was like, that is... that brings such a specific image. I know exactly who you're talking about now. Like, that's all you have to say. Yep. And they were like, is it mean? And I was like, but if it's true, then it's not. But like, how many people do we know like that? There's like, oh, yeah, like he's single but he blames women for it. Like, that's a very specific image in your brain. You know exactly what type of man that is.
Oh, for sure.
Anyways, I was like, I'm going to steal that. Like, that's so good.
That's actually really good.
He's the type of man who's single and blames women for it.
That reminds me of Kyle Prue on Instagram. He literally, his whole campaign is how to piss off men. And I am so here for it.
Because that was like taking notes, writing thesis on this. I have a master's in Kyle Pruology.
Yeah. Because it's funny. He'll be like, just walk up to a man and be like, oh, did you mean to get that haircut? Yeah.
That's like the thing of going up to men and being like, what sport would you play if you were athletic?
If you were athletic, yeah. So good.
Into a man-hating episode. It's so funny. We're like, Thanksgiving, grateful. Men. Look, we don't hate all men.
No. Like I said, I am Becca 112% open to being proven wrong. I am begging you to prove me wrong.
Oh, Becca's more jaded than I am, and it doesn't make sense. Like, I don't
care. No, it doesn't.
I'm still very hopeful.
No, it's so it's so funny how much I'm like, just because, like,
I know I am certified lover girl, unfortunately. Yeah. I wish I had more of Becca's certified savage sister in me.
And I wish I had more of the lover girl, because I'm just like, ew.
No, it's painful up. Here. It's painful here. You don't want this.
Yeah.
No, we're knocking on wood. Everything's good.
Yeah, that's good. So funny.
Oh my gosh, so good. Well, hopefully you didn't have too much drama, but you know, some people did have drama for holidays, and we're here to talk about it. We're here to dish on the holiday horror stories.
And I got some good ones to read, and I'm so excited.
Oh, I'm excited to hear them. And we're supplementing with some ones that we found on Reddit as well. So these are some holiday horror stories that we're so excited to read to you. And
we all love some good juicy tea.
We are messy, messy girls. We can't help it. We can't help it. Spill the tea.
Okay, so this first one, I grew up in the Bible Belt of Georgia, and my favorite is the time when I was 8 and my stepmother got drunk and told me that there was no Santa Claus 2 weeks before Christmas. I went to school and told all my friends. I felt I had uncovered a great truth and that every kid I knew deserved to know how we were being lied to.
Like, look, I must have nailed the truth.
Yeah, everyone's been lying. My parents got so many calls from angry families that I had to stand up in front of the whole school at a specially held assembly and tell them I was lying.
No.
In quotes, because Santa only delivers presents to good boys and girls who believe, and I just wanted them to doubt him so I could have all the presents for myself. That's what they had to read.
Oh my God. Who wrote this script for this little boy?
I don't know.
Little boy, I have so many questions and we have no answers.
No answers.
Who wrote the script for the little boy? Who decided that the boy's ulterior motive was, I'm going to get all the presents. And so I'm going to tell everybody this for me. How did they get the boy to then say this? Because then he's saying it to like the whole school. He is now going to be known as the kid who lied and then had to get up in front of the whole school.
Yeah.
And did his parents be like, look, you just get up there and say this thing and we'll buy you whatever damn present you want.
Pretty much.
Like, that's gotta be it.
That's gotta be therapy, because can you imagine? Because you're like, oh wow, okay, turn it down for if you have kids in the room.
I mean, please. This whole story,
just don't let him listen. No, it's funny because it's like, okay, stepmom says Santa's not real. And you're like, okay, tell all your friends. And then your parents are like, no, reverse
Uno that.
Stepmom was lying when she said that. Then you have to go to everyone and say, oh, I was lying about lying. And then growing up as an adult and being like, wow, yes. I was lying about lying about lying.
you're literally like gaslit. You gaslit everybody
so much.
A whole auditorium of people, and like, oh, that's just got to be, oh, the trauma you're unpacking.
Yeah, no, seriously, I know, that's insane. The specially held assembly is what got me.
That's, I know, it's like, wait, this feels like we grew up in a small town. Yeah, but, I mean, it's, yeah, they said Bible Belt, right?
Bible Belt. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so very small. Yeah. This is like, that makes sense. Grew up in a small town.
Now get up on stage and you tell everybody that you went and lied in front of the Lord.
In front of the Lord.
That's so funny.
You tell them, I wanted all your presents.
I did it for me. I want all the gifts.
So good.
So funny. I love it.
Oh, so, so good. I have one. Okay. And this is called the Thanksgiving stripping incident.
Okay. Okay.
Lots of our relatives gather for Thanksgiving. We stuff ourselves silly with food and then usually play a game together and sit around and talk. One year, we decided to play gestures. It's basically like charades. Anyway, my uncle, who has Down syndrome, picked his cards and proceeded to prepare for his turn. He seemed more confident than usual. Anyway, when the time started, he immediately got down to business, whipped off his shirt, and started unbuttoning his pants. The rest of the family was like, whoa, 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 slow down there. And suddenly, his pants were bunched around his ankles. My youngest cousin, maybe 6 or 7, with much enthusiasm, points and exclaims, oh, stripper, stripper.
Oh my gosh.
We still laugh about it, but we've never played that game since. But who's putting stripper into gestures?
That's my next question, is who put that in there? Maybe he was just like, you know what? I'm going off script.
Yeah. No.
I'm gonna make my own.
We're just gonna put this in there.
Oh, I can't. My gosh. That is so funny. I can't.
Oh, can you imagine? You're like, oh, Bob! Like, Bob!
Put your pants in front!
Pants around the ankles. So funny.
So
oh,
good.
My gosh, that's so funny. I love it. That is a good one. Best one was Thanksgiving 2001. My dad was just diagnosed with diabetes. So
diabetes.
Diabetes.
Why'd you say it like that?
I don't know, because I spelled it phonetically. Diabetes.
Like, were you trying to like be funny? Diabetes.
Diabetes. Diabetes. Let's diabetes.
Diabetes.
Anyway, so dad's diagnosed with diabetes. Diabetes?
It's not
diabetes.
Yes. I was like, why are you saying it that way again?
It's diabetes.
It's diabetes.
Okay.
Diabetes. That's.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that what I say it on The Office? And is that what informed you how to say that word?
I have no idea, maybe. And the cat, diabetes.
Diabetes. So she doubles down and does it again.
Well, dad's got diabetes.
Oh my gosh. Okay, sorry. So dad has diabetes.
Oh, okay, so dad has diabetes. So no delicious pie and treats for him.
Oh.
My uncle makes awesome pies and is a huge troll.
Oh.
Sounds like our dad.
Sounds familiar.
He comes over with a pumpkin, apple, cherry, and blueberry pies and says, ooh, they're all for my dad. Dad gets pissed because he can't have pies, and my uncle just keeps teasing him. My dad asks for the potatoes to be passed to him. My uncle passes him pie. My dad gets up, walks over to my uncle, and punches him right in the face. Breaking his nose.
Is it his brother or is it his like brother-in-law?
I sure hope it's his brother.
That's so funny.
Pandemonium ensues, and dad's excuse, and I quote, stressing over 9/11 and wanting pie made him goofy.
Oh, what? That is the stressing over 9/11. I mean, is that, can you imagine saying that? Stressing over 9/11 and wanting pie made me goofy. Anytime I do anything wrong now, I'd be like, I'm sorry, I'm just really stressing out over 9/11.
I'm like, yeah, literally any day of the week now.
Yeah, I'm really stressing out over Sunday, November 30th.
And I wanted pie, so you know what?
And I wanted pie. My blood sugar was low, so I got goofy.
That's so funny.
My next one is like a super short one.
Okay.
Okay. It says, this is not my story, but it's a friend of mine's. In my friend's family, there are nudists. Okay, like people who enjoy being nude. While sitting around the Thanksgiving table, one of the older women accidentally dips one of her droopy boobs into the turkey gravy.
Oh, ma'am.
They take said woman to the hospital for second degree burns on her boobs.
Oh my gosh. I have so many questions that I definitely don't want answers to.
No. We want no answers.
What the heck? I love how this person's like, yeah, so anyway, I went to a nudist Thanksgiving.
And but also, they make it sound like it's not like the whole family is nude. It's just a few people that are like, I'm showing up nude.
Oh my gosh. That's the other thing. Do you drive over nude? Not stand and wait outside the door nude? Like
pump gas nude. Is that, yeah, like if you're a nudist, isn't it just like part of a community and don't you have to be clothed everywhere else?
Yeah,
like that's indecent exposure, right?
Yeah, like do they actually have a little neighborhood where they all live and just be naked?
I think there is. I know there's like nudists resorts and stuff like that.
Yeah, there's beaches.
Mm-hmm. I think like full resorts, like you're going to like a Hilton thing, and I mean, I don't know if it's Hilton, don't come after me, Hilton, but like
not sponsored.
I think there's like resorts specifically for nudists.
Whoa.
But I don't know how this works for the holidays. It's like, hey, I'm going to Aunt Pamela's house, I'm a nudist, so I'm showing up nude and I'm gonna dip my boob in the gravy.
Second degree burns. The other thing is
like, how hot blistered is boobs.
Yes,
they're like that family has worked out the timing of their Thanksgiving meal cooking. If they're like, ready to serve and your gravy is piping hot, second degree burn piping hot,
you are, man,
I need that family's cooking schedule.
No, seriously, how are you achieving that?
How are you getting fine, like boiling hot gravy at the time that you're serving the meal?
That is insane. No, seriously. But on the table, it's not even like on that's the stove.
While sitting around the Thanksgiving table,
Oh my gosh.
Not like she's cooking. First of all, talk about cooking it with as little clothing as possible.
We did with the turkey, dropping the turkey.
Exactly.
Except being a nudist. More, but Oh my gosh. No.
Oh my
absolutely
goodness.
Not.
Oh, that reminds me of a thing. I remember Christina Aguilera reading an article. And like, I don't know what it was, like J14 magazine or something stupid. Like it was during one of, I don't know if she was married the same, if she's been married multiple times. Anyway, she was talking about how she kept the spark alive in her marriage was by having naked Sundays where they would just never get dressed on Sunday and they would cook naked. And I just remember being like, what the hell? Why?
No,
like you're cooking naked? Why? I don't get it. Maybe an apron.
It's on Friends, actually, where Joey talks about, was it Naked Wednesdays or something? Where he's like,
oh, I don't remember.
I make breakfast naked. Or maybe it's Chandler. I can't remember. But one
that
of them is
like,
oh,
a Chandler thing. That seems like
That seems like a Joey. Yeah. Where he's like,
can you imagine if Monica caught Chandler doing naked breakfast? She'd lose her mind. She'd lose her mind.
No, Joey was talking about how he makes breakfast naked, and then I think it was Ross or Chandler was like, you do? And then he was like, yeah, like, you know, toast, like nothing that splatters, like bacon or, you know.
It's 0 out of 10. No way. No, why? No.
Why? This next one says, I have a large extended family. We all gather at grandma's after Christmas dinner and just hang out and enjoy some Yuletide bliss or whatever. That's what it says. whatever is italicized.
Or whatever.
Well, my male 16-year-old cousin was unwrapping gifts from grandma. Grandma insisted that he go try on the pair of jeans that he had just opened. Keep in mind that there were probably 20 to 30 people all sitting around the perimeter of the living room. My cousin emerges from the bathroom sporting his new jeans. My grandma beckons him to the middle of the room so that she can be the judge of the jeans for herself. She looks at him and then says, "You're not sagging, are you?" And simultaneously grabs his crotch. He jumps about 2 feet in the air and screams, "Grandma!" He wasn't sagging, by the way. To this day, 6 years later, I still occasionally text him and ask, "Remember the time Grandma grabbed your nuts?"
Literally. "You're not sagging, are you?" "No, I just have a long schlong."
Oh my God.
I'm sorry.
So bad. So bad. Yeah. That's terrible. 18-year-old. It's not like, I mean, no age is inappropriate, actually.
No, absolutely not. This is bad behavior. Grandma, there's bad grandpa, there's bad grandma. Don't go walking around grabbing crotches.
No.
This is like sage advice for anybody, but especially grandma.
Oh my gosh. It's so funny.
Oh my gosh. That's hilarious.
That's so good.
You're not sagging, are you? Okay. This is another one. This isn't mine, but it happened to my family. My parents were having Thanksgiving dinner with my aunt and my uncle and a few others. They had decided that for fun, they were going to put a bunch of cannabis into the stuffing. My grandparents unexpectedly showed up. Surprise! Oh. They didn't want to tell my grandparents, but they couldn't serve dinner without the stuffing. So they went for it thinking they wouldn't have too much anyway.
Oh,
my grandmother loved it. She kept asking for more, and eventually it kicked in and she started feeling dizzy. So she laid down. One of the guests, not my family member, dug around in her purse and found some Quaaludes to give her one to chill out.
Oh, no.
She slept for a long, long time. She ended up fine, of course, but they never told them what happened.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you take that to the grave.
It's like, Grandma, we had to drug you to come down from the obscene high that you got.
Oh my gosh, that is so crazy.
My worst Thanksgiving with my family. My dad ran over his girlfriend's foot and got arrested the night before Thanksgiving. My mom, not aware that he had a girlfriend, had to bail him out. He was pretty quiet at Thanksgiving dinner, and Mom kept breaking into tears before calling him a bastard and finally leaving the table. Then we all got yelled at to clean the kitchen. Good times. Glad to be a few time zones away now.
Oh my gosh. Whoa.
So, yeah.
Oh my God. My mind is blown.
Messy. I want to know, did mom didn't know that he had a girlfriend, obviously, but when mom bailed him out, is that when she found out he had a girlfriend?
Or wait, was it his foot or
her foot?
Well,
he ran over the girlfriend's foot and then she pressed charges and got him arrested the night before Thanksgiving. And so then he had to call his wife.
Yeah.
And be like, "Hey, I'm in jail. Come bail me out." Why? I ran over someone's foot and that someone's my girlfriend.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So gotta love it.
That is peak family drama. That is nuts.
That's so sad. This is exactly what we wanted.
Yeah. My heart breaks for the mom. Can you imagine just like sitting at Thanksgiving trying to keep it together?
No. I'm not having Thanksgiving.
No, it's canceled.
Thanksgiving is canceled. Y'all are eating cereal. And your father is going to live like a hobo.
Yeah, he's gone. Who is he?
How are we still having Thanksgiving dinner with everyone there?
Don't know. That is so bonkers. Sad. Very, very brave. We'll say that.
Brave woman. This person says, this was Thanksgiving 3 years ago. My Uncle Gary, rest in peace, decided to throw on some home video of the kids. Starts off normal, kids playing with blocks, crying, etc. But then it cuts to the shower.
I already knew where this was going.
Keep going. At this point, everyone's heads have turned to his wife, Aunt Amy. At that exact moment, she steps out of the shower completely nude, facing the camera. all of the viewers have no clue what to do. I just laughed my ass off, but my aunt was pretty ticked.
Wow.
He's like, you know, let's do some home videos. Let's show home videos and show little Sally and little Bobby playing together. And we can reminisce down memory lane. And oh, my God. Oh, my God. Look at Aunt Amy.
Oh, my gosh. I have so many questions I don't want answers to.
No. But also I kind of want the answers.
Like, did she know that the video camera was there when she came out of the shower?
I know. It's like, was Uncle Gary and Aunt Amy like getting interesting? And Uncle Gary was like, this tape will do.
It's labeled like Christmas 1998. Cut to mom in the shower.
Santa baby.
Christmas 1998. Unwrap my present, Uncle Gary.
Becca's face!
I'm like, dead, deceased. That is nuts! Oh my gosh.
We're feeling spicy today. Apparently.
You know what? Yeah, we are. You know what? That's like nudes leaking before nudes leaked.
100%.
That is the 90s equivalent of a leaked
accidentally
nude.
Showing a VHS that annoyingly some debauchery was filmed on.
Oh my gosh, that's so crazy.
And everyone's there. Oh my gosh, can you imagine? And grandma's high on cannabis stuffing too. You're screwed.
Yeah. This is a Thanksgiving to journal about.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh.
Oh gosh.
That is horrible. Funny. That's so funny.
End us off with a nice one, Becca.
Okay. This one says, I wish I had more tea on family holiday mishaps and drama, but here's a tender story. My husband's grandma was the life of the party. She passed away 3 days before Thanksgiving in 2024. She was looking forward to spending the holiday with her family, especially as she was getting older. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna cry.
Oh no.
She passed away while talking to her daughter on the phone and slurping on a strawberry milkshake.
Oh no.
Yeah. What a way to go. It's been decreed in our family that on her angel birthday and around Thanksgiving holiday that we drink strawberry milkshakes in her honor. We will be toasting to a great lady starting this year and for many years to come. Oh
no.
That's so sweet.
Strawberry milkshakes for Granny.
Oh my gosh. I love that. I love that so much.
Now I need a strawberry shake.
I know. Do I need ice cream? Yes.
Always.
You know what? She is the epitome. Like, this woman is the epitome of eat dessert first. She had dessert first, and I am so here for that. I love that.
Absolutely. Dessert first.
Love it. Oh, that's really sweet.
Well, I'm glad we ended on a sweet one. I mean, it's been funny this whole time, but like, I'm glad we ended on something that's like kind of sweet.
Oh my gosh, it's so funny. I love that.
Oh my gosh, I love it. Ugh. Is it my turn for a benefit or is it yours?
It's mine. So this is a quote that I saw on Pinterest today, actually.
Ooh,
and
love
I was
it.
Like, yep. So it says, had I not created my whole world, I would certainly have died in other people's.
Oh shit.
Yeah, let that one simmer.
Oh. Say it again.
Had I not created my whole world, I would certainly have died in other people's.
That, oh my, ooh.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm.
So good. I love that quote.
That's so good.
Some of the comments on the post are actually really nice. Somebody said, this is exactly how I perceive the current period of my life I'm experiencing. I've grown tired of existing, contributing to the worlds built by others. Time to build my own.
Oh.
Home should always be a safe, welcoming retreat from the world. That should always include the cultivation of a healthy mindset that should also be a safeguard against those who try to take your peace.
Oh,
so many good quotes. So many good ones. I'm speechless because it's such a good quote. And there's also another one that I personally, when I read it first, I was like, that is my life motto.
Yeah.
Is I'm going to make everything around me beautiful, and that will be my life. And that one is by Elsie D. Wolf. I'm just full of so many quotes today, but like, seriously, it's
yeah,
just,
but I'm loving it.
It's such a good quote because, yeah, it's like you need to build your world. You need to build you and have stability within yourself. Mm-hmm. Because if you're relying on a partner, a friend, time and time again, I have been proven like this. I'm speaking for myself. Mm-hmm. I can only fully and openly trust myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like, I don't mean that to be mean or, you know what I mean? Like, it just is. And like, I'm responsible for me, you know? And like I am in my head. You know, so like Jessica's not in my head, you know, you listener, you're not in my head. I have to be here. So like, why am I creating a world where I'm in my head where it's like, I don't want to be here. I want to feel happy. So like, yes, you know, like yes. I'm in control. I'm going to build my own world. And that includes the people around me. That includes the podcast I listen to. Binging with benefits. That includes like the books, like it's like you literally build your own world. And like, yeah, if you were to rely on somebody else's, if fully, I'm saying, if you were to say, I'm going to put everything I have into someone else's world, let me know how that goes.
I'll let you know how it goes. You end up exactly where I'm at. Because that is just, it makes me think of the way I interpret it is like, living for yourself rather than living for somebody else. And like for so long, I did live for somebody else. And I tried to live in a way that would be more acceptable to other people, not necessarily just one person, but just like living in a way that was going to fit into other people's expectations of their own world. And I was the side character in someone else's play. But bump that. Like,
no,
I would have died in that. Side characters die. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. They get murdered first in the horror movie.
Exactly. So yeah, if I had not created my own world and worked to create my own world, I would have surely died in someone else's.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh
yeah.
That's so good. That's so
I know
so
I love that quote so much. No, but yeah, like I just that quote is just it's so good. It's so good. I just I love that because yeah, you stand in your feet, you know.
Yeah.
You stand in your feet. Not somebody
I stand
else.
In my feet. You stand
it's
in
me.
Your...
Yeah.
It's me.
Yeah.
Jessica.
It's the amount of times I've said that to her recently. It's me.
I know.
Jessica.
I don't know what's going on. So many people are sending me that stuff right now.
Like, it might be circulating.
So many friends. It's got to be circulating more because like I get those little things constantly right now. That's people sending them my way on Instagram and TikTok and I'm just like, okay.
Yeah, I know that movie. That's so funny. Oh my God. It's a good movie. So yeah, speaking on building your own world, in the other side of the spectrum, like in actually 10 years ago in 2015, I was going to move to England. I was going to be an au pair. I was interviewing with families. I got my passport. Like I was doing it. And like, I was like, this is like the dream. Like, I'm going to go do it, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, brick by brick, you build your own world of what you want it to look like. Like, you wake up and what do you want it to look like? I literally asked myself that question and I was like, you know what? I know myself and I know that if I don't finish school, because I was in the middle of my associate's degree, if I don't graduate, if I don't finish, I will never finish it. And so I finished and then I was like, now I'm going to travel and move to Idaho and Utah and
travel to Idaho.
Yeah. I was no, because then I was thinking like, oh, well, then I'll just go to Idaho because England's thousands of miles away. If I can do it in Idaho, if I can do it in Utah, then
it was a good,
you know,
like
proof to
practice.
Myself. Yeah, exactly. It was a practice round and I'm glad I did it. But anyway, it's just like you open your eyes when, you know, in the morning, what do you want your life to look like? You know, like you can literally do anything.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just love
and
that.
You should. Yeah. And you should do anything. You build your own world.
Yeah.
And whatever you want that to look like, you should do it. As long as it's not harming other people, then that's your prerogative and you should.
Absolutely. I love it. So anyway, I love that quote. Yeah. What a beautiful thing to be able to literally today, I am going to change my life.
Yeah.
What an amazing thing you can do, you know? You can do it. I'm just going to think differently today.
Honestly, that's kind of the start of being able to do that. It's just like thinking differently. That's the beginning of those changes.
As Elphaba says, Fiero says in Wicked for Good, it's just looking at things differently.
Oh my gosh.
Such a good movie.
Which we just saw. But can we talk about if some man said that to me after he called me beautiful, I would light the world on fire. If he calls me beautiful and then I say, you don't have to lie. And he says, I'm not lying. I'm just looking at things differently. Shut up. Yeah. Don't say that to me. I'm looking at things differently.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah. You're not. No, sir. And then they go into like make out scene.
I know. Okay. And then also there's like, there's literally, I had to take a screenshot of this. I saw this on Pinterest or somewhere. The meme says, there is life before seeing Elphaba's sex cardigan, and there is life after seeing Elphaba's sex cardigan. And like...
It's insane. It's like, insane.
No, and literally when I was watching the movie, I was like, that's what she wore?
I know. Like, but also, then she's wearing a bodysuit. So I'm like, where did she get lingerie? But yeah, this raggedy... She's like, I look so beautiful in this moss put together cardigan. But also the whole time that was happening, I was like, they literally have two gay actors trying to pretend that they like each other.
That is so true. I never thought about that. That's so
someone
funny.
Else was talking about how like on stage when you see the production, like obviously they're like clawing at each other. Whoa. When they're singing this song, it's very much like I need this person right now. Jeez. But then on the movie it's very like, are we gonna, I think we maybe do it, but we're going to sing in harmony first at a very respectful distance from each other's faces.
But you know what? I believed it because
100%.
I did not see Jonathan Bailey.
Nope.
I did not see Cynthia Erivo. I saw Fiero and Elphaba.
And
so
Elphaba.
Bravo to both of them.
Oh, such a good movie. Such a good
That's literally sobbing.
See, this is... Okay, this kind of goes into a little bit of... your benefit here. So the point that I lost it for this movie, because like I thought, oh, I'm gonna make it through this movie without crying. Like I haven't cried once really. Like I got excited and like whatever. But I started crying during No Good Deed.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's something about the stage that I'm in or something, because like last year when you watched the original Wicked, I obviously lost it on Defying Gravity, and that's not a unique experience. That's something everyone else had. But in that stage of my life a year ago, I was very much like, I'm through accepting limits just because someone says they're so. And I was going through very painful time of, you know, my divorce and being like, I'm not going to be grounded because it's more comfortable for you. I don't need to do the things that is more comfortable for you. I would like to go and, you know, defy gravity, whatever. And so that was really, you know, I lost it there. So this one during No Good Deed, it made me start thinking about how it's like Elphaba this whole time, she is making decisions because she genuinely wants to help people, and she really sees like, this is going to be better for this person. This is going to be better for this person. And yeah, I'm going to do things for people that they want me to do. And I'm going to try like my best. And unfortunately for her, like making these decisions causes a lot of rifts and causes issues. And these people are narrow-minded, not to say the people in my life are narrow-minded or were narrow-minded or anything like that, where they're like, now I'm tin. Now I'm, you know, whatever. Like, and she goes, like, she sees the visions of the people that she's like tried her best to make the best decisions for.
Right.
And somehow their lives, they're unhappy because it's not exactly what those people would have wanted. Mm-hmm. But we know Elphaba made the decision she had to make in each of those cases.
Right.
And so I started thinking about that with my life. And like when she's going around and she's seeing the people that she's affected, I started thinking about the people in my life that were like, I at one time really loved and cared for, and mm-hmm. how my decisions affected that person, even though the end result of those decisions is much better for everybody, including myself, obviously. But I lost it because I was just like, yeah, I know that I'm the villain in some people's stories. And I know that, unfortunately, everyone needs a villain. And mm-hmm. I tried to do my best and I tried to make as many decisions as I possibly could for the good. But mm-hmm. no good deed goes unpunished. And mm-hmm. damn, if you want a Wicked Witch of the West, that's fine. I'll be the Wicked Witch of the West in your story. That's fine. Yeah. Anyway, so that I lost it there. But this is like going into your benefit of, you need to create your own world or you're going to die in somebody else's.
Yeah, exactly. No, literally. That is the whole movie. Yeah. Yeah, like the cowardly lion being in the cage.
Yeah.
Obviously, letting him out is the best thing for him.
It was the right thing to do, but no good deed goes unpunished.
Yeah. Like that is the prime example of like, this is what I would have done. I did do. But still, I am getting punished for it, whatever. You know, anyway, yes. I just, that song specifically was so incredibly powerful. Ugh. So, so powerful.
So good.
And I just, I'm obsessed. And I can't wait to watch it again. I'm already like, I need to watch it again.
100%. I'm so excited to watch it again. It's such a good movie. Such a good movie.
It really is.
Well, hopefully your holidays are off to a great start now. Yeah.
You know? Hopefully there's no stripping uncle in playing charades. No
second degree burns on boob gravy or anything like that. Yes. So
and if you do have a bad holiday, at least it's not that bad. At least it's not gravy on the boob bad.
Yeah, hopefully it's not. I really hope for you it's not.
Oh my gosh.
Blisters on the boob bad.
Yeah. Blisters on the boob bad,
because isn't that what second degree is? I think second degree is when it blisters.
No. Yeah, so yeah, that's delicious. Gonna be on t-shirt. Go to bingingwithbenefits.com. Just kidding.
Blisters on the boob bad. Binging with benefits. Blisters on the boob bad. So many bees.
I know. So stupid. I love it.
Oh, I love it. Okay.
Well, thanks for being here and hanging out with us. That was so fun.
It was a good time. We love you. Make sure that you rate, comment, subscribe, review, share, like, do all the things. We're real happy you joined us today.
Yeah, I know. That was a blast. Yeah, thanks for coming along on the crazy ride. Because it was really crazy.
It always is, babe. This is the crazy train.
As always, exactly.
All right. Well, we love you so much.
Love you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Ditch the clocks and deadlines. Time is ours to define. In this world that's all mine, we let our spirit shine. Binging with benefits, sisters watching flicks. It's the perfect fit.